Next, we're going to talk about the three-nod technique. What is the three-nod technique? Quite simply, the three-nod technique is where you open your post with three questions that are going to get the reader to nod their head yes. Now, what you're doing is a couple things here with the three-nod technique. What you're doing is you are giving that mind-reading effect where you are identifying with the reader and making sure that they know that you understand them. And another thing that the three-nod technique does is create something called commitment consistency. And this is something that salespeople will use on you quite a bit. So let's say, for example, some traveling salesman comes to your door and says, "Hey, sir or madam, do you like to do fun things around town?" You'll say, "Yes." They'll ask you, "Are you a cultured person who likes to get out and really invest in the arts and blah, 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 blah?" And you say, "Yes." And then if they were to say, "If I were to tell you that I could get you discounts to something that would help you be more cultured, that would help you get into local events, would that be something that you would be interested in and use?" By that point, they've already admitted that they like to do things in town, that they consider themselves cultured. So by the time the third question comes up, there's really no other response other than yes. And that's because people don't like being inconsistent. Once they already commit to something, if you weave it a certain way, they're going to end up committing to the last part. And using the three-nod technique, using the ability just to get readers to say yes to anything, is going to create more commitment. And you don't necessarily have to use it like that sales example, because that's a little bit of a mismatch from writing, but it just gives you the psychological underpinnings of what I'm talking about. So, if, for example, this is kind of a real cheesy, corny, off the top of my head version of what I might open with, but I might open a post with, "Do you want to live a better life?" Obviously, most people who read the post will say, "Yeah, I want to live a better life." "Do you find yourself struggling to build a better life? Do you find yourself wanting to be better but not sure that you are going in the right direction?" Most people would say yes to that. And you would say something else like, "Do you think you, with just a little bit more clarity, you'd be able to reach through and follow your dreams?" You nod your head yes. Then by that point, you would go in and you would kind of talk about the meat of the solution. So it's similar to the problem agitation solution formula in a way, but you just phrase it in a form of questions where you want to get the reader nodding their head as much as possible. This goes to everything that I'm talking about in this persuasion model. You want to get inside people's heads. The more you're able to articulate what people are thinking, the more that they connect with you. If you are somebody who likes my writing or has been following me for some time, you notice that it often feels like I'm in your head. It often feels like I'm talking directly to you, because I'm doing little things like adding the word "you," talking about your problems, getting you to nod your head yes. I'm using these little psychological levers to get you to commit and invest in me more. You want your readers to commit and invest into your message as much as possible. And then the more they commit, the more they continue to commit, because they already have built that relationship and bond with you. So that's a three-nod technique. Use three questions to get your reader to nod their head yes to open your blog post, and you have a much higher chance of getting them to read on.